Happy Friday, boys and girls. Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, live on Memorex, default route, default location. It's Friday. Am I excited it's Friday? Yeah, somewhat. Is it a thank God it's Friday? By no means. I'm in shape. My weight is down. Last 2 days, I woke up under 210 pounds. And I think that's what I'm gonna start using as my actual weight, what I weigh in the morning when I wake up, as activities that I have set up through the day are geared to maximize my weight, weighings, which make them anomalies, which make them unrealistic. As I get back from this walk, I'll get on the scale, and the number could be 3 pounds lower. And I know it's anomaly. Sometimes even look at a glass of water, blah, 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 blah. But I'm in shape. I feel good. I'm on top of things. And not to compare what I'm going through, if I can even say I'm going through anything or what I'm dealing with, it pales in comparison to what I've seen others go through during this California wildfire situation. I mean, people have lost everything. People have lost everything. And in my mind, I went over it. You know, what would happen? How would I feel? What's the situation if everything in my apartment burned up before I can really get everything out? And I'm assuming that my storage facility is fireproof and the stuff there should survive, I guess, pretty much anything other than a major catastrophe. Not that this fire stuff is not a major catastrophe, because you see some of the pictures from Altadena and from Pacific Palisades. It's devastating, even to me. And I'm not the most sympathetic person in the world. Underlying all my sensitivities and emotions is the idea that all this is natural. It's going to happen. It continues to happen. I feel for the individuals. Stuff like this just happens, and it's going to continue to happen. Life will go on, and not only will life go on, we'll be better for it. We'll be better for it. And the idea, I used to have the idea that the people's houses who are getting burned up and all this live in these areas, affluent areas, and that, you know, they can afford new houses. They can, you know, just as a matter of money or wealth. Because Adam Carolla was saying, you know, you look at Pacific Palisades, you got thousands of houses destroyed. You got thousands of families who are now homeless and unhoused, but you won't see them on the streets. And it might be, yeah, because they're rich, or yeah, because they're affluent. His take was no, because they're not suffering from mental illness and they're not junkies. And there, a lot of people on the street are at a point where they burn bridges, burn every bridge they had. And you don't do that on accident. Something's underlying that. Even me now, if I was to become unhoused or homeless, the only reason I'm saying unhoused is probably to be sarcastic, but it's starting to be catchy. It's starting to be catchy, goddammit. I thought it was like a woke saying that they want to say instead of saying homeless. But it's starting to get catchy. Anyhow, if I was to become unhoused, I got resources that I could call on to assist me. I have a lot of them, in fact. Hell, I got people I don't know who would probably, you know, give me the chance to, you know, crash at their place or that or whatever, whatever. But he was saying these people on the streets are there, not by accident. They had to work to get there, a lot of them. Or there's some underlying condition. I don't know, I just thought that was interesting. And I was thinking, you know, what if all my stuff was to burn down? You know, what would I lose? What would I miss? Because most of my stuff is data. Most of my stuff is on hard drives and it's backed up. And it would just be a matter of you gonna let me come? It'd just be a matter of saving my hard data and thank you. Woo. What a man. Yeah, it is. Because even at work, we were taught that if something go down, grab the... Is this recording? Am I even recording? What's going on here? I don't see no lights. I don't see no... What's going on? All this talking I was doing, it don't look like it's doing nothing. Says it's recording though, but I see no, nothing. I see no nothing. All right, so it's not gonna show that no more. It's not gonna show the audio indicator no more. All right, making me sick, making me mad. How come I can't see the audio indicator? I wanna see the audio indicator. Anyhow, yeah, I just thought that was a good point that Mr. Carolla brought up about homeless people having burned every bridge they had, every relationship, you know, whatever reason, you know, they had nowhere, no place else to go. You know, nobody, no family, friends, or anybody who would, you know, assist them for whatever reason. So it's just not, there's more to it than just people being unhoused in economic situations. Even though economic situation definitely has something to do with it. And that might just be a part of California to wean out who can be here and who can't. If you can't afford to be here, you can't be here. Because everybody may or may not want to be here because of the weather and this and that and that. But everybody can. You got to have some kind of requirement or standard or filter or, you know, undocumented regulation. And that would be the prices of housing and all that here. But anyway, so as I was saying, I don't want to make light of what I'm going through, you know, what I'm about to, you know, my little plight in this homeless thing compared to people who've lost everything. I just, for whatever reason, during this time right now, is where I almost feel susceptible and almost sensitive. Not sensitive. I would say I'm sensitive, but not to others, not to the plight of others. For whatever reason, I feel sensitive to the plight of myself. Almost like feeling very, 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 very slightly vulnerable. Like I need to watch my game. I need to make sure all my T's are crossed and I's are dotted. For whatever reason. You know, I'm definitely not come to the place, kick the door down, Jeffrey. I'm here. No, it's more like, you know, I'm going to chill, check things out.
Do what I'm going to
do. I'm comfortable here being in the background. Maybe introspective to a point, to a degree. I don't know. But, again, yesterday, this whole, you know, I'm looking at, watching TV. It's on every channel, 24 hours a day now. Build all the local channels. I had to get out my antenna. I got a few antennas. I got a few of those digital antennas laying around. I didn't know I had so many. You know, like to the really, really cheap one, to like a medium one, to a fairly expensive one. So I got them up, got them on my TVs, so I could watch the local news. All the channels got it. Eaton Canyon, Pacific Palisades, Kenneth Fire. But yesterday, I got an alert. Yesterday, I got an alert. Evacuation warning. Evacuation warning means that prepare to evacuate. An order is you got to go. You get evacuation order, you got to go. Evacuation warning is means prepare. And I'm like, oh boy, what's going on? So I cut the TV on, started looking at some things. Now, the way I'm gonna tell it and the way I see it is I live in the valley. They actually call this the valley. And a lot of times in my mind, what I see, a lot of these fires, if not all of them, are in the hills. Again, where I was saying where the more affluent people live, up in the hills, this heavily wooded, nature-y kind of, you got houses built in these, you know, rougher, not quite mountain, but hillsides and trees and shrubbery. Where I live, like pretty much in a valley on, you could almost say flatland, where there's a lot of concrete, everything is manicured. As you saw in the video earlier, people out there cutting stuff down, cutting down trees, shrubberies being cleaned up. There's not a lot to burn. And if it did burn, it's not really going to be a threat to any housing or anything. This is just what I see in my mind. This is more developed area. You know, not as wooded like that. So that gives me an idea that I feel a little bit safer, you know, than I see all the fires burning on the mountains and all that. So when I see fires, you know, I can see plumes of smoke, you know, from where I was from. And the wind the other day was kind of startling because I've never seen wind like that before. And a couple of other people have said that too. They never quite seen wind like that before. And I took my walk at night, you know, it was like 7:30, not even 7:30, like 7 o'clock. But it's pitch black, it's dark out when I went. And it was ominous. The wind was real. I really got a better, deeper respect for the power of the wind. And I look up at the trees and they just, I say, whoa, okay. Okay. And then I go back home and you look at TV about the fires and how the wind and the fires, you know, get along and how the wind can accelerate a fire, et cetera, et cetera. So I got my alert yesterday and I announced it in the group chat at work. And everybody said they got theirs too. They got one too. Everybody got one. And I'm like, now I wasn't scared or threatened or worried about it. My thing was, I got to stop and figure this out. I got to stop, figure something out. It's like more for me to do, which again is nothing. I even feel bad even bringing it up. It's nothing. I mean, packing. I got to pack. I pack so much I ain't even got to practice packing. I got the routine down. I got the luggage. I got the routine. I mean, it's nothing to it. Again, this is just all me feeling, I guess, within my feelings. I guess, is that what you would call it? Me within my feelings? Because I got a little bit, I got a ooh. Like I said, people out there have lost everything and whatnot. And I'm complaining because I got to figure out what to pack to get out of here. And I got a place to go. You know, I mean, and a full tank of gas. And a storage facility that should be protected. That should really be able to handle all my serious mementos and stuff and fireproof. I mean, so you get the alert and you get turned on, and you get alerted. That's what an alert is for. You get the alert, you get turned on, you feel like you gotta prepare, you gotta turn up, you gotta step up. And I did. You know, I did. I got my luggage out. I mean, I've done it so many times. I know the routine. Grab my luggage, pull it out of the closet, throw it on my table like I usually do, open it up, blah, blah, blah. Of course, I started with my cameras. I got my cameras and my electronic stuff, basically. You know, put that in there first. And then, you know, figure it out, okay. It's just like going to my mother's. And I do that every month, just about. Or if I'm traveling every 2 months to Ohio, where I got to take, you know, a little bit more extensive stuff. You know, so, yeah. So I just started preparing. And now that I think about it, I guess the idea of just having to start to get a plan, I think that's what felt heavy on me. I have to get a plan now. Oh, I got to get a plan to worry about this. And then now, and even during that, when we got that alert, you know, the stress, am I going to have to, you know, leave now? What's going to happen? You know, when should I go? And I have to start making a decision of should I go? Should I not go? When do I go? Maybe how do I go? All that kind of maybe was what was heavy. Because once I decided and I got the plan, it was cool. Once I got the plan, all right, we're going to pack this, pack that. We'll grab this, grab that. We'll do this, we'll do that. We'll take that to storage. And the idea of getting evacuation ready was motivational. Gave me adrenaline. Made me feel, not excited, but I got an excited energy to get it done, to get that settled, to get that out of my mind, to be able to get to a point where, well, I'm packed and ready to go. If I get evacuation order, I grab this, this, and this, and I'm gone. Throw this in the car. That's already there. This is packed. Boom, boom, boom. I can go. And probably the biggest thing that I was worried about, not so much burning up, even though I did see cars burned up along Pacific Palisades where people had to leave their cars and get out of it because the fire was coming. The traffic had everything backed up and the fire was coming. They had to leave their cars and get out. And some of those cars burnt up right there on the PCH. I wasn't worried about that. I was worried about sitting in traffic for 2 hours, 3 hours, getting stuck on the 101 or Pasadena or whatever, trying to get out to my mother's. And then once I get out there, San Bernardino, hell, they be having just as many fires as we do. And then, well, San Bernardino does, where my sister's at, but I can go down to where my mother's at, which is, again, a little bit more, you know, down more towards the flatland or whatever you want to call it, a little bit off of the hills, away from the hills, more developed. Even though it's less developed than here, it's more developed kind of sort of than where my sister's at. But anyway, my sister's there is probably more prone to fires and stuff than my mother's. So, you know, stuff like that. You know, worst case scenario, I know a lot of people I could go if I need to. Probably too many. Probably too many, damn it. But, and so, you know, I'm thinking about that. And once I got the plan, once I got the suitcase out, once I figured this, that, I grabbed this, I start putting this away. And once I thought about the idea of being evac ready, that gave me motivation, energy. So I just went and started putting things in place and it became a project. Next thing you know, I'm running around. But before all that kicked in, here's the kicker. The alert was issued in air. Turn around a little bit later. They say our evacuation warning was issued in air. Thousands of us got it. Probably a few hundred thousand people probably got that alert. And it was issued in air. And it was a warning to prepare to evacuate. because there is fires in what could be called, well, Woodland Hills and Calabasas. It's still kind of, you know, like where the Kardashians live, and you know, there's some famous people that live out there in the West Valley, I think they call it. It's still kind of wooded and, you know, affluent and up in the hills and trees and, you know, just beauty side of the hill, overlooked views, all that. So I think they got issued an evacuation order, but that's still maybe 10, 15 miles away from me. And again, a different terrain, if you ask me. A different terrain. It's like, I don't see them issuing, I don't see where they would issue an evacuation warning for downtown LA, because that's just like all concrete. The metropolitan, being, that's what I say, beyond concrete. I love being on the concrete. Going into the metropolitan, that's nothing but concrete down there. So after we got the, you know, the news, in fact, one of the coworkers at work said he's watching the news, and he said, well, the news guy just said that alert was sitting in the air. And then I saw it on the news too. And then they issued another text, tweet, whatever text, that was issued in air. So, you know, it got the juices going, and probably in a good way. I could even see where they might have done that on purpose, just to jolt people. Because it jolted me. And my coworker said him too. You know, I got the bag out. I'm getting evac ready. Because anyway, I got to... I'm going somewhere next week anyway, so... You know, so it's like I'm packing all the time anyway. Just doing it a few days early. And I got the table and space, you know, in my room, bedroom. There's basically nothing on that table. I just use it for packing. And, you know, every now and then if I do a project or something. Oh, I forgot to run the Roomba. Should I run it? Am I good to run it? I think I am. I'm going to run it. I think I got everything straight. I think it's ready. I know I got the bedroom ready. I just got to get the... I didn't get the living room ready, but I think it's good. All the wires and stuff should be out of the way. Because I did some wire cable management yesterday. Had to work on my UPS. My UPS wasn't working. Damn thing wasn't turned on all this time. So I had to turn it on and charge it and set it up, configured it. So to do what it's supposed to do, put the things on it that should be on it, take the things off of it that don't need to be on the battery, downloaded the software. You know, got that going. Because the lights was flickering. And, you know, the computer is going out. And I'm like, hey, that computer shouldn't go out. What I did was I took the monitors off of it. I took the monitors off of the battery. They don't need to be on there until it goes out. Then I can switch it over. I got them just straight on surge protection and no battery. But anyway, let me stop this and start the Roomba. I started the Roomba. And I know there's wires right there, my antenna. In fact, the wires are like laying on top of the damn thing. Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Because that thing is aggressive. That thing bangs up against all, it bangs itself up, it's all scratched up. It will bang up against the, but once it learns it, it remembers. So, anyway, I'm excited. It's Friday. Steelers play tomorrow. Full disclosure, the Black and Miles are on my mind after work. Kind of looking forward to that. And I have to reveal that. It's the weekend. And what I'm going to say is it helps with my weight. Helps with my eating. As long as I don't do them during the week. You know, but that's how it usually starts, unfortunately. I get back on them. But I don't want to be doing them during the week. Only on the weekends. So we'll see how that goes. And not all day on the weekends either. That doesn't mean wake up hitting one. Only at night on the weekends. How about that? Only at night when the day is over as a calming thing, like having a drink, you know, after the end of the day. Like that. But, so I'm looking forward to that. And also looking forward to not evacuating. Or at least being prepared to evacuate. In fact, when I get back home, there may be, I may make a storage run. I think I might be able to pull that off if I have enough time. I just might be able to pull that off. Think I'm trying to figure, am I ready to do something like that? You know, how much good would it do versus the effort and the time? But I used to get back. Yeah, I've been getting back from these walks a lot quicker than I'm used to. And plus, I'm leaving earlier, too, for whatever reason. I'm leaving earlier, and I'm getting back quicker because during my work, when I walk at breaks and lunch, I use a pace walking. It said 125 steps a minute. And I think that is even carried over to my longer walk in the morning. I do feel my, now see, I just picked up my pace for whatever reason. So that's that. So we'll see. Get things ready. I just like having things ready. I think on my mind, it was heavy that I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. I just like having things ready and prepared. Organized, managed, and in place. And maybe until I get there, you know, I have an easy feeling. If I have something that's not addressed or unraveled or unresolved or tangled or out of place, until I get a plan or see how we're going to handle that or get something in place that makes me feel comfortable about going forward on that. But I'll, if I can get back and make a run to storage, get that stuff in storage, because this is kind of heavy. It's going to be a little bit of a workout. Wondering if I should do it as soon as I get back or after I shower and change my clothes. I don't know. We'll see. See how I feel. See how wet and sweaty I am. Well, I can tell you now how wet and sweaty I'll be. I did this so many times. I can tell about how I feel now. The weather, temperature, and all that. I can pretty much tell you. I should be okay. I shouldn't be too wet and sweaty. I might just go ahead and do that as soon as I get home. Before I did get in the shower. Do the shower when I get back. Yeah. Do it that way. And my drives aren't as, I did a backup not too long ago. I think I did a backup, my last backup I did a couple days ago. So it should be good. Then I'll get another backup. And I wonder, do I take the hard drives out of my, not if I'm evacuating, I take the computers with me. See, that's where you gotta start thinking. And that ain't too hard. It'd be, I just have to grab the desktop. I believe the monitors. I just have to grab the desktop. It's disconnected. I took it apart a couple times already anyway. I done took it loose yesterday, the day before anyhow. So snatching that ain't gonna be no problem. Everything else usually comes with me, fire stick. Maybe grab some headphones this time. I mean, if you really want to get into it, you know, the more I think about it, there's layers to it. You know, there's stuff that can be replaced with money. And there's stuff that is kind of expensive that can be replaced with money. And there's like layers to it. Like I got a pair of expensive headphones, you know. What I should do ultimately is pack those up, take them to storage. Assuming the storage ain't gonna burn. You know, and it's easier. It's easy just to have that mindset. That, all right, we're gonna figure the storage. It's not gonna burn. Have faith that the storage ain't gonna burn. Really can't call it faith because there's probably some evidence behind it. It's not completely without evidence. So, you know, and I can, I'm just seeing how I'm strategizing. I love strategizing. Getting things in place, managing, organizing. Kind of why I think I wanted to be a database engineer. No, I haven't reached out to have a database created. And hell, more so yet, I haven't reached out to a podiatrist. Because what happens is when I start walking, it hurts and I go, then it stops hurting as much. And then I'm like, okay with it. But I need to get it taken care of. Get that ingrown nail handle. Maybe before it gets worse or get infected or something like that. See? I'm just saying. Anyhow. I could have made that, but I'm not. I'm going to take the time to stop here and to enjoy the moment. Beautiful Southern California. You can see how beautiful it is. The sun. Blue sky. Air, fairly fresh, at least to me, I think it is. Yesterday, I thought I smelled smoke. And when I went for a walk yesterday, I took my hoodie. But when I got outside, it was too hot to wear, so I threw it on my balcony. And I could have swore that there was ashes and stuff, little dust particles or something. Could have just been the regular California dust, but could have been from the fires. People say they definitely smell smoke and fires, and they talk about air quality and this and that. So he'll be flying up. You gotta watch him.
Gotta run me over.
Please don't run me
over.
I don't want to get ran over. Please don't run me over. Do anything but run me over, okay? Well, not anything, but. Because I guess. me. It's not running me over. But I don't want you to do that either. Now I'm just talking. Now I'm just talking. All right, so I think we covered that topic about the fires and how I think my situation is with fires. What time is it? Can't see. More and more, my eyes are
worse and worse.
The astronomer's just been telling me. She'd be like, yep. Telling me for years. But over time, your eyes get worse and worse. And it's almost to the point now where I gotta wear glasses all the time. And I'm gonna have to get another pair of glasses for reading. I got computer glasses where the range, where the focal range is so far away that if I hold something in my hand, they don't work. So I'm gonna have to get another set of glasses. Not sure how that's gonna work. Maybe I have to pay for another eye exam. We'll see. Not covered by insurance. I said, look, I need a prescription to have it to read things closer. A pair of glasses to read things closer. I guess I could hit her up with that. So I gotta go down there and get my, they got a pair of glasses down there for me anyway. They did lenses, I had to supply the frames. Need to go pick it up. It's been weeks. Holidays and whatnot. Anyhow. Anyhow. Took my, like I said, I took my cameras down. You know, took a few things, packed a few things that I can get it along with in the studio without basically my three Mevo remote cameras. Still got four USB webcams hooked up. You know. Microphone. Blah, 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 blah. So, laptop, I just throw that in the bag. Put the work, put my work stuff in the suitcase. The peripherals I need to do my, you know, that I travel with when I go to other places to work. So I just throw my laptop and the headphones and the mouse in the bag. And the, oh, and the hub, USB hub. You know, done it before many times. You know, but I have to grab the luggage. Then I have a big, kind of a, you know, nice size laundry bag that, you know, at the end, if you get close to it, I just throw stuff in there. And there's hardly anything in there because I just washed clothes recently. So it's got a lot of room where I can just grab stuff and throw it in there. Throw it in the car, you know. Not even assuming, hey, y'all see me. Not even assuming that I have to get out quickly. You know, not assuming that. You know, just conveniently is the word. Not quickly, but conveniently throw stuff in a bag and go. Anyhow, that's my assessment of my situation here in Southern California going forward. A few shows were canceled. A concert canceled, not a few, but I guess Afro Boy was canceled. Or postpone. A Looks like the O show still going on tonight. It's in Orange County. I don't think Orange County is burning. So this stuff's still going on. Life continues. Life will continue, regardless. The earth will keep spinning. Time will go on, no matter what. Anyhow, swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.